What's up, boys? Welcome back to the Chance Berryman podcast. I'm your host, Chance Berryman. Welcome back, guys. It's been a good little while. This is episode number 15, and I'm so happy to be joining you. All right, so in today's episode, we're going to talk about why, if you feel stuck, if you're at a point in your life where you're like, man, I just feel stuck, you're in a rut, just change anything. If you are at a point in your life where you feel stuck in your career, in your relationship, in your daily routine, you don't have to make a massive change. You can if you want, but sometimes that seems really daunting. So just change one thing, change anything, and watch what happens. So that's the topic of today's podcast. Before we get into it, some of you guys are wondering why the podcast has a different name, but the same voice. You can go back and listen to my episode. I think it's titled, the last episode is titled, You're Not an Introvert. And I talked a little bit about why I was rebranding the podcast. So it used to be called the Solitary Beast podcast, and why I was even rebranding myself. Basically, as I start to talk more about my relationship life and my dating life in terms of sugar dating, which I've written a lot about on solitarybeast.com, which I'm going to be talking about a little bit in this episode, I wanted to not have people be able to Google my legal first and last name and come up with an extensive history of my sexual and dating life, because I do have a real life business. So besides being a coach and a podcaster and a YouTuber, check out my YouTube channel. There'll be a link in the description box for that. Besides doing that, I do have a real life business, so I would not want somebody to Google me and then find out my specific opinions on dating younger women or dating women at all or dating period or anything like that. So all that being said, the drink of the day. Guys, I'm having a drink as I record this. This is called a Suffering Bastard. I'll see if you guys can hear the ice cubes tinkling in the glass. A Suffering Bastard is 1 ounce of gin, 1 ounce of bourbon, a couple shakes of Angostura bitters, 1 ounce of lime juice, topped off with ginger beer or ginger ale. And that's called a Suffering Bastard. There's a really interesting story for it. You could look it up. But the drink of the day is the Suffering Bastard. And I'll put a link in the description box of this podcast for a recipe to the drink. So as I've kind of been, while I've been away, I'll say it like that, I've been getting more into mixing drinks and things like that. I'll take a sip. I've been getting more into mixing drinks. And I'm a little bit of a backyard countertop bartender. I'm getting really interested in that. It's getting warm here in northern Utah, finally. It's about mid-April when I'm recording this. So actually, it snowed earlier this week. Today is Thursday. It snowed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And but I think it's going to be warm this weekend, so I've been mixing drinks and hanging out in the backyard. Another little bit of housekeeping. This is an update. One of the reasons why I have been away from recording and writing, but I have written a little bit. If you haven't been on Solitary Beast, .com. Go check it out. I did drop a couple of recent posts, fairly recent posts in the last 2 weeks, and they're really just about my sugar relationships. So I did talk about a woman that I was seeing from a sugar daddy website who we lost touch. Actually, she told me that I was rude. I'm sure that I talked about it in a previous episode. I'm not sure which one, but she said she wanted to break contact. She thought I was rude. So I said, okay, you know, that's fair. Sometimes my sense of humor can be pretty dry. I don't know if that comes through in the podcast, but my sense of humor can sometimes be pretty dry, and people can take that the wrong way. This particular person is a little bit sensitive, and also she wasn't, I think she just wasn't used to somebody with a sense of humor like mine. So we lost contact for about a 2-month period, and after that elapsed, about 2 months into it of us not talking, I was still thinking about her. I was still thinking about her and regretting that our relationship had ended in that way. So I said, you know what? I don't have anything to lose. I texted her, sent her a text. And since we had a sugar daddy relationship, you guys can feel how you want to feel about this. I sent her a little Cash App as well. And I was like, hey, you know, just thinking about you, miss you. And we got in touch. we started hanging out a little bit, and now so we're sort of back on seeing each other pretty regularly in a sugar dating paradigm. And hold on. So guys, this is going to be like a short pause while I grab something out of the oven. Let's take a little break here. Take a deep breath. I'll be right back. Okay. So there was a 2-month period that elapsed where we didn't see each other or we didn't talk. Then I reached back out. We got in touch. We hung out. And now it's been about probably 2 months that we've been back seeing each other pretty regularly within a sugar dating concept and everything that entails. You can read more about how that works on solitarybeast.com. But that's going pretty well, and I'm pretty happy with that. And work is going well, and my writing is going well. And I'm getting ready to release a course. So I'm going to release a course, the title to be announced, which really explains the ins and outs of sugar dating, the sugar daddy dating scene and how it works. In my opinion, I've written about this on the blog and I've probably talked about this in previous episodes. In my opinion, this is where dating is going. I feel that in 2 or 3 years, dating with a financial component will be totally normal, at least for people. Yeah, I think in 2 or 3 years from now, dating with a financial component will be completely normal and probably even expected in most of society. I think that sugar dating, if I haven't said this before in the podcast, I think that the sugar daddy dating frame is going to become what, like, I've made this parallel before, what like having abs or having a car. So there was a time, maybe like in our parents' day in the 70s, where you didn't actually, yeah, into the 90s and the 2000s. And I have a YouTube video about this, which I'll post a link to the YouTube video in which I'm talking about this. Men didn't actually have to work out and lift weights in the late 90s, in the early 2000s, up until very recently, probably up until like, probably when Instagram was invented. Prior to when Instagram was popular, men did not need to have like rippling six-pack abs and veins and muscles to be attractive on the sexual marketplace. You could just be a normal looking guy. I mean, you couldn't be fat, but you could just be kind of skinny, quote unquote, you know, athletic, being in shape, lifting weights, hardly anybody. It was a fringe. Lifting weights, bodybuilding was a fringe activity up until like Instagram. So then Instagram came out and it's this visual platform and you're looking at more and more. Then it became an arms race. Like who could be the most buff? Who could be the most cut? Who could have the sexiest, most defined 6 or 8 pack? Who could have veins everywhere, right? So men who want to be sexually active today, the year that I'm making this podcast, you have to work out. However, like prior to Instagram, it was okay just to be quote unquote in shape. And in shape was a very vague thing. It just meant like basically not fat, right? Just not fat, a little bit, kind of look like you're somewhat could run a mile or maybe do a few push-ups. Just healthy, a healthy, natural, masculine body. Now you have to be jacked to be sexually attractive and to compete in the sexual marketplace. All that to say that I feel like sugar dating, which is like direct cash payments to women. I mean, I know that some of you guys listening to this are not ready to hear it. You may think of words like some of the words you may be considering would be like simp or trick or whatever like that. I actually challenge you, if you feel that way, you could email me at solitarybeastblog@gmail.com. I want to see the women that you're not quote unquote tricking or simping on. If you email me, I will show you a picture of the woman I am simping on. And let's just see if there's a difference. I feel that this is, in 2 or 3 years max, going to be just the norm. To date an attractive woman who is not fat, this is just how it is. I hate to say it. Maybe I'm perpetuating how this, or I am increasing the speed in which this will happen as a part of this movement, but that's just how I feel. 60% of American women are obese. 60%, isn't that crazy? When you even see a woman who's not fat, she's automatically hot just because she's not fat. Like before you get to her personality, her facial features, if you guys have anything in common, just if a woman is not fat, I'm automatically giving her like extra points. So when you think about the fact that there are fewer physically fit women available to us in this time period than ever before, obviously as a basic economic principle, there's going to be a premium placed upon that. So As a result, in conclusion, I will say that I've been sugar dating and actually I'm quite happy with how it works. Money is not, I'm not a millionaire or complete or very affluent at all, but I'm in a point in my life that money is not an issue for me, at least not the amount of money that women want on sugar daddy apps. And this is saving me time. I've actually talked about all this in the video. I hope you go watch it. It's down. There'll be a link in the description box of this for that. But it's saving me time of wading through unattractive women on dating apps, of starting, you know, like you swipe on 100 women, maybe you match with 12 or 15. I'll speak for myself. If I swipe on 100 women, I'll match with maybe 15 of varying attractiveness. Then I'll start conversations and maybe 7 or 8 of those 15 will even respond back. I might be able to get 5 of those 15 to meet me for a drink or a coffee or a walk in the park, whatever. And out of those 5, if I get a woman on a first date, I can fuck her 100% of the time. But sometimes I don't want to. Sometimes you get a woman on a first meeting and she's got a lazy eye, or she's like a little bit, she's not as attractive as you thought she was, or you just guys just don't get along. So if I swipe on 100 women, maybe I end up sleeping with 3. By choice, right? There's going to be some that I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to call her again. And there'll be maybe 2 that I'm like, okay, I would like to be with this woman. And there might be 1 that's like a possible. It's like, okay, if I get bored and I don't have anything else going on, I would text this woman. And then one day I get bored and I don't have anything else going on, I text her and I end up consummating our relationship. So all that to say that really the money for me is not necessarily about giving a woman money. It's kind of like I'm paying to solve a problem. Within internet marketing, which is one of the things that I do, we have this saying or this aphorism that everybody teaches, which is people only buy, a consumer only buys to get out of pain. You only buy something, whether it's like a Red Bull at a gas station because you're tired, or if you buy a bicycle because you want to get out more, you're in pain in some way and you want to alleviate that pain. It could be a car, could be a house, could be a hamburger at a McDonald's, right? You're in pain, you want to solve the pain, you spend some money. In this same sense, when I make direct cash payments to this woman, I'm in pain because the pain is that I don't want to date overweight women. I don't want to date women that have children. I don't want to date women over a certain age. We won't get into that here. I believe that anybody can be attractive at any age, at any body type, at any size, at any whatever, right? All human beings can be beautiful and can be sexually desirable no matter what. However, my type, what I want, the easiest way to get it is this way, right? And so that's what I've been doing, and I'm quite happy because the individual, the person that I have been in this situation with is actually really sweet and really funny, and really we enjoy each other's company a lot, and we have a lot of fun together, and we have good chemistry. And very passionate sex, and everything is just like how I want it. So if you have the means, I would encourage you to do it. And if you don't have the means, or if you're just curious about it, watch out for my course, which is dropping sometime soon, and actually explain step-by-step how I set up relationships with these women. You still have to know attraction skills. That's the crazy thing. This might piss you off. You think that you're going to have, there's going to be money as a component in your relationship, and you're going to be like, okay, well, there's money now. So now I don't have to be in shape. I don't have to be charming. I don't have to be charismatic. And that is incorrect. I think if you want the best response from that woman, I think if you like me, so I'll speak for myself. When we're kissing, I want to feel like this woman is attracted to me. When I slide my hand between her legs, I want her to be wet, if you don't mind me saying so. I want to feel like she likes me, like she wants me. I want her to want me. And in order to do that, you do actually have to be attractive on top of the fact that you're paying her. This is the evolution of hypergamy. This is my opinion. If you're dating women that you want to be with, women that you're physically attracted to, the women that you like, and you're not paying them, good for you. For me personally, the easiest way to get it is to have money be a part of the relationship. And I'm quite happy that I can do it. I'm quite happy this is a thing that's possible in the world, right? Because if I'm not standing on my wallet or bringing my wallet into the equation, I'm not happy with the quality of women I can get. I'll say it just like that. Yeah, I can date women. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever seen a picture of me or my face. There's going to be a link in a video in this podcast episode, so you can see what I look like. I wouldn't describe myself as unattractive. I'm in pretty good shape, but just the women that I can get, I'm just not, this is not something that I really want. So in order to get what I want, I bring this other factor into it. That said, that's where I've been. It's so funny. I talk about this all day long on my Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Social Berryman. It's just Social, S-O-C-I-A-L, Berryman, on Twitter. And I talk about it a lot. And I've been writing the course about it, which is just an ebook, which I'm going to add some features to. So I'm thinking about it all the time. And I realize that even though I'm in this lifestyle, it seems sort of maybe outlandish or ridiculous to some people, just because you're not aware of the fact that this is what's happening. This is the cutting edge of dating the most attractive women that are available. The very small number, the small number of attractive women on the dating marketplace, right? Women that are under, I mean, whatever. I don't get into it. I have a specific type. I have something that I want. And I have figured out for now the easiest way to get it. Now on to 16 minutes in, now onto the topic of the podcast. And let me know how you feel about this. I'm very curious to hear about how you guys think about this. Does it seem outlandish? Does it seem ridiculous? Are you in the camp of, I will never do that. I will never pay women for their time. Or are you, like I was, so frustrated and bored and fed up with all the bullshit of dating apps and modern dating that you were like, I would like to have just like a nice time with an attractive woman, some drinks, some dinner, hang out at the house. Maybe we go out to the bar if we want, or go out to dinner. We kind of mix it up. We do all kinds of things. We go on road trips. We have dinner out. I made dinner at the house. We watch Netflix on the couch. And I would like to have some intimate time with this person at the end of the evening, or in the middle of the, at some point in the evening, I would like us to be intimate, sexually intimate together. And I just want to have fun. And I just don't want it to be with some entitled ass bitch that I have to hear about her HR job. And while I just am working up the, even the desire to want to fuck her. That's it. That's it. I'll have a sip here. If you feel stuck in your life, now onto the topic of the podcast. If you're at a point in your life where you're feeling stuck, one of the best things that you can do is just do anything. Change your routine in some way. That could mean getting up at a different time. That could mean joining a different gym on the other side of town. So instead of going to the same gym in your neighborhood, you join a different gym on the other side of town and just mix it up. And this is the easiest way to get out of feeling like a quote-unquote rut. I want you guys to understand that life is really short. Life is really short. We're basically on the planet for 70, 80 years max. Pardon me. That's the most that anybody can really hope for, especially healthy. So if you live to be 100 years old, but you can't see and you're bedridden, is that really good? You're going to have at most 70 or 80 really good years where you're independent, where you're strong, where you're healthy, where you're in your right mind, where you're fully capable. And to waste a minute of it feeling like you're in a quote-unquote rut in your job, in your business, in your relationship, just in your daily life is a waste. Guys, don't do it. So I'll bring this home. I'll make this personal. I have an in real life business, which I do. I'm fully self-employed. I've been completely self-employed now for going on 2 years. In my in real life business, I decided to switch into coaching. So I've been coaching and creating content for the last 6 months, like the last half of last year. So from fall into the winter and early part of this year, I was just coaching, making content. I dropped a lot of YouTube videos. I was taking on coaching clients, making content for them. And I really enjoy that. It's fulfilling. It's really cool to share what I know about attraction skills with men and watch them improve and watch them be able to kind of get the results that they want. And here's the thing. I'm complaining about the women that I'm dating, but it's really because my standards are high, right? Like because I'm good at this stuff, the attraction skill stuff, I can have access to a lot of women. But when you have a lot of choice, you just become picky. And that's kind of true in any sense, right? If I couldn't get any woman at all, I would be happy with the woman I could get because I have access to a lot of different women. Like I said, if I get a woman on a first date, I can sleep with her. I can make her my girlfriend. I can move her into my house, whatever I wanted to do. But I had to meet them first, right? So that's where sugar dating comes in. So I was at this point in my life where I was just a little bit in a rut. I was waking up in the morning because I work from home. I was making money on the internet, which is the dream, right? Oh, I'm making money on the internet. log on to social media, post on social media, email my clients, FaceTime, you know, contact my clients, have phone calls with other prospective people that want to coach with me, things like that. And, but I was just stuck in my house, and it was winter in northern Utah, cold, snow on the ground. I'm feeling, it went from being like, wow, I can make money on the internet, this is so great, to feeling like a prison. Like, oh shit, all I have to do all day is wake up, go from my bedroom downstairs to my home office upstairs, and sit at this laptop and make content and film videos. And long story short, I was getting pretty depressed. Honestly, I was feeling depressed. I was feeling socially isolated. I had a small issue with a member of my family, to where I was going to visit them for the holidays. And because of a disagreement about the COVID vaccine, I was not able to, I was uninvited from this person's holiday festivities. That's fine. Everybody has to make their own choices. So then I was like, man, this kind of sucks. Like, I'm really socially, I felt socially isolated. I felt, you know, all these things. What do I do? So I thought, okay, well, you know, I'm enjoying, I have to make money, right? So this is my business. I can't just like not work. And one thing that I decided to do was take on more remodeling work. So that's actually my first real life business, is that I do remodeling work. So instead of sitting down all day long, like in front of the computer, hunched over the laptop, making content, typing, writing emails, writing things, I decided to get out of the house. So what I did was take on some remodeling work, subcontract with a larger company that does the specific type of remodeling, and it gets me out of the house. And so the last 2 months I've been doing that. So for the last 2 months, I have basically what almost entails to a full-time job. Maybe I work there 30 to 35 hours a week, completing this specific type of remodeling work, and it has changed everything. My life is so much fuller and happier and more colorful now because I'm getting out of the house. I'm moving around. I'm interacting with other human beings, right? And really it's just that I changed this one small thing. So my advice to you guys going into this new spring, so it's spring when I'm dropping this, that's a big part of it too. I think in places that have these cold, long winters with snow, when it gets dark at 4:45 in the afternoon, there is a little bit of seasonal, it's impossible to, in my opinion, it's really difficult to fight off the seasonal depression, because you're like, oh shit, it's dark from like 8:30 in the morning to 16:45, or sorry, it's only light from 8:30 in the morning to 16:45 at night. There's only a few hours of light. It's cold. I live alone. I'm working from home alone too much. And finally I started getting out of the house. It's warming up now. So now it's mid-April. It's going to snow in Salt Lake City until the first week of May. So we have like maybe 3 more weeks of intermittent snow, and then it'll be warm and it'll be nice. It'll probably get hot really fast. And I'm seeing someone that I really enjoy. Here's the thing. Yeah, I'm sexually and physically attracted to this person, but also they're really cool. She's interesting. She's like ambitious. She's cool to talk to. We have fun together. So there's that. I'm getting out of the house. I'm working, and I'm also coaching. I'm still coaching, less one-on-one, more in terms of like releasing products and programs to help people in larger amounts. And I'm releasing my Sugar Daddy Dating coaching program here any minute, putting the final touches on that. And I'll be releasing that probably by the next time that you guys hear from me, that one will be available. All right. Let's have one last drink of our Suffering Bastard. The recipe for that is in the description box. And it's been a pleasure to speak to you guys. If you are at a point in your life where you feel stuck in any way, in your relationship, in your daily life, in your fitness, even if in your fitness routine, maybe you go to the gym and you lift the same program and you've been doing that for way too long, you're completely bored of it, do something else. If you've been lifting weights a lot, go to jiu-jitsu. If you've been doing martial arts too much, try yoga, try cycling, try climbing, mix it up. Life is so short, guys. I want you to get out there and enjoy every minute of this life, everything that life has to offer, all the colors and experiences in the world, and enjoy yourself. This has been Chance Berryman for the Chance Berryman podcast. I would love to hear what you guys think about this new format. If you try the Suffering Bastard, if you make one for yourself, email me and let me know. I'd love to hear about it. SolitaryBeastBlog@gmail.com. it's been a great talking to you guys. I'm glad we got a chance to get back in touch. And yeah, peace.